6:17 a.m. We welcome to our Newsbreaker line Captain Mickey Shelton. Good morning, Captain Shelton.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
So let's tell our audience, you are a captain. In what service are you a captain?
Yes, and before I do that, I got to read a quick disclaimer, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure, please do.
My opinions on this program is of my own, and it's not reflective of the Department of Defense, U.S. Army, or the Tennessee Army National Guard. But yes, I'm currently a captain serving in the 230th Sustainment Brigade out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I've been in the military for 10 years now.
Now, are you full-time in the Tennessee National Guard, or have you been deployed outside of Tennessee? What's your history in the Tennessee National Guard?
I've been with the Tennessee National Guard ever since 2011 when I first joined. I joined as an enlisted member in the infantry. I was in the T-78 for a little while. Went to school, went to the military academy up at Wentworth in Missouri. Came back and commissioned, and from there I served at the 776 Support Maintenance Company at Elizabethton, Tennessee. Done some things in between. Deployment-wise, I deployed to Kuwait back in 2019, which is where I am now. I'm with the 230 Sustainment Brigade.
You are in Kuwait now?
Yeah, I was in Kuwait. No, not currently in Kuwait. I was in Kuwait in 2019. But currently with the 230th Sustainment Brigade.
Are you full time in the Tennessee National Guard right now, or you come on do the weekend service?
So right now, just weekend service. It's called M Day, so I just do 1 weekend a month.
1 weekend a month. Okay. Now, you have a point of view on the COVID-19 vaccine requirements sent to the Tennessee National Guard and all American military service members by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Have you taken the COVID-19 vaccine, and what is your current status?
I have not personally. I had submitted a medical exemption from my doctor out of Johnson City, which that was declined almost immediately for a prior issue, health issue I've had by the Tennessee Medical Command. Following that, I'd submitted a religious exemption, which is still pending currently at this time. But no, I've not taken the vaccine, and nor will I take the vaccine.
Are you then subject to dismissal tomorrow on June 30th?
So the way that works, the people that's going to be booted tomorrow, June 30th, is the people that is just strictly refusals, people that has not submitted a medical exemption or a religious exemption. So tomorrow there's about, I think, estimated roughly give or take 400 soldiers. That's refusals in the Tennessee Army National Guard that's going to be kicked out for just strictly refusing. So that doesn't include people with medical exemptions or pending
exemptions.
Correct.
Okay. And when do you expect your pending exemption to be, you get a response on that?
See, and there's a thing, I don't think nobody really knows. We're told so many answers. It can be tomorrow, it could be next week, it could be months from now. So I think left with that unsurety, people's, retiring early, they're getting out, they're afraid they might be booted or discharged with an other than, which really depends on the command you're in, that we've been told. So you could maybe get something other than an honorable discharge. So it's really scaring a lot of people, and they don't want to lose their benefits.
And if you had a dishonorable discharge, you would lose your benefits. Is that correct?
So there's certain stipulations with having other than honorable, or if you have a dishonorable. Of course, having an honorable discharge, you'll have your full benefits. But yeah, there are different stipulations with other forms of that.
Okay, so will you be? There's a rally here today in Nashville at the Capitol, 11:30, in support of those Tennessee National Guard members who have either refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine for whatever reason, had exemption requests denied. Will you be in attendance at that rally, or do you support the efforts at that rally?
I definitely will be in attendance. I'm actually one of the speakers. And I encourage anyone else who's listening to come out and support us and listen to what we have to say. And if you get a chance, please come out. Again, it's at 11:30 downtown Legislative Plaza. And we have a good lineup of speakers. We have some other state representatives and some other service members that are off duty. Of course, putting that disclaimer in there again. That will be speaking on behalf of these members that's going to be kicked out.
In terms of your command structure, The commander of the Tennessee National Guard, is it Major General Holmes? Is that the person in charge at the highest level?
Yes, so that's our adjutant general here in Tennessee. And then, of course, you have the governor or commander-in-chief.
Now, can the governor send a letter to the adjutant general, Major General Holmes, and say, I want you to stop the dismissal and the discharge of these 400 or so members of the Tennessee National Guard who are refusing to get a COVID-19 vaccine? Can the governor do that?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, the governor is the commander-in-chief, and that's his boss. That's General Holmes' boss. I know there's been some confusion. You know, I've heard things of, well, he can't really do that because, and I can get into the weeds on this, but Guard members, they serve under Title 32, which is state orders. Now, they are federally paid under Title 32. So I think that's where everybody's getting hung up. So their hands are tied. But that doesn't mean the control or command authority is given away from the governor. The governor still has the command authority under Title 32. It's on everybody's orders. You know, they get a leave earning statement or like a paycheck or pay stub, you know, every drill weekend or annual training. So the governor has the control to do something about it. But just because it's federal money, you know, the federal government's holding us hostage. And so they're just not wanting to stick their neck out at this point in time. And I'm hoping they do, because you have soldiers that's going to be kicked out. You know, there was a soldier, and one of many cases, she got the first shot, and she now has to wear a heart monitor. And she might have to wear a heart monitor, you know, the rest of her life. Yeah. And she was told to get the second shot, or she's going to be forced to be kicked out. And
yeah, that's a very good point. Let me follow up with this. So it seems to me, to tell me what you think, I've seen some proposals from certain members of the Tennessee National Guard, which would say, okay, if the governor would give a directive, as he has the authority to do, to the adjutant general and say, do not discharge these 400 soldiers in the Tennessee National Guard, the next step would be the Department of Defense would probably say, well, we're not going to pay them. Well, there's a proposal that there should be a special session of the Tennessee General Assembly. We have a big surplus. Why could the state not pay those salaries during this period?
You know, I think they absolutely could. And if anything, if that did happen and they still are fired, I wish the governor would at least say something and say, hey, we have XYZ program set up for these National Guard members. We're going to take care of you somehow. I think DeSantis mentioned something in Florida here recently where he was at least going to hire him to maybe the state guard or form his own form of a state guard.
Right.
And I know that's not ideally for people. They just don't want to lose their job, period. But it's at least something. I mean, at least make a public statement and defend us. I mean, being quiet, I think, is kind of a slap in the face. But yes, I'm sure there's a lot of funding that they could pull together to at least have a contingency plan or some kind of plan of action moving forward. But they're silent on this, and
so
it's frustrating.
The governor has not issued a statement yet. He's going to be on another news outlet in the 8 o'clock hour, I believe. But here is a statement purportedly given to members of the Tennessee General Assembly. I want to read it and get your reaction to it, because a lot of folks that we've given it to said this is basically performative theater with, like, no impact. But here's the statement from the governor's office. Quote, we take seriously the religious and personal exemptions requested by members who are not part of the 93% who are vaccinated in accordance with DOD policy. We have no plans to terminate these members based on their status and have asked the Department of Defense to approve their individual exemption requests. We talked to somebody that said this statement, purported statement from the governor, is a useless gesture. Your comment, Captain Chilton?
I agree with that that comment. You know, I think, again, it's like it's political theater. It's saying something without really doing something. I think it's used as a scapegoat. So when it does come down to it, let's say the guard members get fired, you come back and go, well, we did everything we could. And then, you know, don't point the finger at me, and they shift blame. And for whatever that is, if it's, you know, for whatever career aspirations they have in the future or another star on their chest, I think that's ultimately what they're protecting. I hope that's not. You know, I know these two individuals. I've met General Holmes several times. I've, you know, met Governor Lee several times. I even voted for Lee myself back when he first ran. Kind of questioning that now, absolutely. And then General Holmes, you know, got coined by him. So this is kind of shocking to me that they wouldn't stand up for their troops. You got people being vaccine injured out here, and they're having lifelong issues now and problems and complications, and they're having people risk their own health. And I was always taught as an officer, again, I'm off duty, speaking in my own opinion, but as an officer, we were always taught to take care of our soldiers. And if they're at risk for something, we're supposed to stand up and say something about it.
Captain Mickey Shelton, the rally today, where is it again? 11:30, where exactly will you be speaking?
It'll be at the Legislative Plaza.
Terrific. The Legislative Plaza in Nashville, 11:30. Recommend all our listeners go and hear what Captain Shelton has and others have to say. Captain Mickey Shelton, thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll have more with Crom Carmichael when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.